When you're ready to pop the question, the last thing you want to do is second-guess the ring. At BlueNile.com, you can design a one-of-a-kind ring with the ease and convenience of shopping online. Choose your diamond and setting. When you find the one, you'll get it delivered right to your door. Go to BlueNile.com and use promo code LISTEN to get $50 off your purchase of $500 or more. That's code LISTEN at BlueNile.com for $50 off your purchase. BlueNile.com, code LISTEN.
Finding your perfect home was hard, but thanks to Burrow, furnishing it has never been easier. Burrow's easy-to-assemble modular sofas and sectionals are made from premium, durable materials, including stain and scratch-resistant fabrics. So they're not just comfortable and stylish, they're built to last. Plus, every single Burrow order ships free right to your door. Right now, get 15% off your first order at burrow.com/ACAST. That's 15% off at burrow.com/ACAST.
Good evening. By pressing play, you've unlocked a door with the key of imagination. Beyond is another dimension, a dimension of sound, a dimension of mind. You're moving into a land of both shadow and substance, of things and ideas. Welcome to Agoraphobia. Hello, my pretties, and welcome to the Agora Podcast Network's spooktacular month of ghoulishly engaging content, celebrating the spirit of the Halloween season. So turn on all the lights, check all the closets and cupboards, look under all the beds, and continue, if you dare. Greetings, listeners, and congratulations for making it this far. Today marks the last chapter of this year's Fright Fest. You're nearly out of the woods, but you've still got two petrifying tales yet to pass through. The first of these comes from Travis Dow of the History of Germany and Bohemican Podcasts, who comes bearing strange stories of an ancient castle in Czechia that may be both the front line and final rampart guarding the world of the living from hell.
Good evening. I'm Travis Dow from the Bohemican Podcast about the Czech Republic and the history of Germany. This story, unfortunately, is part of the history of both countries. You see, the Germans invaded Czechoslovakia, took it over in just a couple days, and right behind the German Wehrmacht came the SS and the Gestapo. A castle was confiscated by the Nazis, a castle belonging to the president of Škoda Cars, and the SS set up shop. It was right in the middle of nowhere, a strange location, but perfect for the purposes of the Nazis. Interrogation, torture, but the RSHA, the Reichssicherheitshauptamt, or Imperial Security Headquarters, started using the castle to store documents that were being bombed in Berlin and Hamburg. The thing is, Nazis are just the latest evil to hit the area of Castle Hoska. They bumbled onto a special castle, or perhaps it was on purpose. One not built for defense against foreign invaders coming from foreign lands. No, the Nazis unwittingly, or perhaps purposefully, confiscated a gateway to hell. Torturing and killing in the rooms right above it, inadvertent sacrifices to what lay below the foundations, prehistoric tales and excavations of the area, ranging back to Celtic settlements, tell of a long history of the hill. 1,000 years of recorded history fill in the recent past. A history full of demonic shadows flying out of a chasm in the earth, birds dropping dead, and other omens of evil around throughout the centuries. But this evil is far older than the Nazis, older than Christianity in the area. Let me tell you about Hoska Castle, the castle built inside out, with the fortifications guarding the inside, because it's the inside of the castle that's the threat. This castle is guarding an entrance to hell itself. Now, legends abound. One author visited the castle in 1836, only to be transported to 2006 Prague, a time when I lived there. Macha saw it as a mechanized dystopia and despaired as he wandered around. I quite enjoyed 2006 Prague. The subways aren't that bad. although he did describe the communist project-type housing at the end of town, the Panalaki Sedlishti. Weird that he described that in 1836. Historic records of the area take the castle back all the way to Ottokar II and the 13th century. Far from any borders, trade routes, and even access to water. So why there? Well, there was a huge chasm on top of the hill, going down to a bottomless abyss, too deep to hear rocks hitting the bottom, and no rope at the time long enough. But witnesses reported half-man, half-beast creatures flying from the abyss. Something needed to be done. Prisoners with a death sentence were lowered into the cave. The first was retrieved after he started screaming. He came up traumatized, pale, and died 2 days later in basically an asylum of the time. The foundations of the castle were set, and a chapel built right on top to cap off the portal. It did draw those interested in the occult. A Swedish mercenary sorcerer, which I assume is exactly as awesome as it sounds, was murdered by the locals who feared his black magic in Huska Castle. Did the Nazis know of this when they took it over in 1939? When they carried out their experiments on dimensional portals and other fringe physics experiments, in the inner courtyard, the skeletons of three German soldiers were unearthed, all three victims of execution. Echoes of the past have been reported. Ghosts and even bleeding, headless riders. People walking towards the castle. Each chained to the next, each with a massive wound, some even carrying their limbs and head. A black dog attacking the people in the chains as they marched to the castle. The 19th century had witnesses describing winged demons flying around the courtyard. Dogs get spooked. The frescoes uncovered. Some of the oldest in that part of Europe are unique pagan designs and often look demonic and menacing. Voices are heard in the chapel and no one is there. A black figure haunts the upper floor. Perhaps a German experiment victim? Did the Nazis know of these tales and pick it on purpose? Were their SS occult rites carried out there? Much isn't known about Huska. Much remains a mystery. The castle was built inside out, over a hole to hell. The last line of defense is in a quaint part of northeastern Bohemia. The very specific spot is actually super creepy. I'm not gonna lie. But why was this place built? There was a giant rift, a hole dropping into an abyss, down, forever, all the way to hell. The castle was built inland from any borders or trade routes, defending the whole world from whatever might come out of that chasm. Then in the hands of the SS, where they could actually release something with their weird rituals. But the SS left, unfortunately burning the local history along with their own archives. However, my brave co-host, Pete Coleman, and myself, we went there. We lived to report back. And you can hear more about Huska Castle on the Bohemican Podcast, which is on podcastnik.com. The episode is called Destination Huska Castle.
The one thing that really stood out to me on this tour was the fact that you go in and you see this courtyard inside that had a well in the middle of it, but it was a very dark feeling to this place. It wasn't like some of these other castles we talked about on Bohemican, such as alabaster sort of castles that kind of shine on a cliff. This one was very dark, square-like, very Baroque in a lot of senses. It kind of stood as a very creepy place in a lot of respects.
That's my co-host, Pete Coleman. And Scott and Forrest from Astonishing Legends just did a great two-part episode on the castle, their episode 83 and 84 of Astonishing Legends. And they even had me in as a guest. I cannot recommend their show in general, and this episode specifically, enough. Besides Bohemian and the history of Germany, we also do The Secret Cabinet, Africa, A History, and more, like The History of Alchemy. All of those are on podcastnik.com. That's podcast, N-I-K.com. For Pete Coleman, I'm Travis Dow. Mete se hezky a nashledanou.
And capping off Agoraphobia 2017 and delivering a sobering coup de grace is Xander and Eric from the Reconsider podcast, who remind us that which is most frightening can be reality, and the greatest horrors can be those which mankind has made for itself.
Last time on Reconsider Halloween episode.
We told you about the day the world almost ended.
So just after midnight, Petrov saw a blinking light.
An ICBM coming in from the United States. It had the height, it had the trajectory, and it had the speed. Petrov had 5 excruciatingly long minutes to play over and over in his mind the highest stakes game of chicken that the world has ever set up.
Do not report until ground radar confirmation.
But sir, then it will be too late.
I know.
But that was not the only time.
This story takes us back 22 years from Stanislav's world-saving instincts. From the center of Soviet missile defense to the United States Strategic Air Command.
In 1961, a B-52 transporting 2 nuclear weapons over North Carolina suffered a fatal malfunction, losing fuel too quickly to land.
The captain was clear. Bail out! I repeat, bail out!
But sir, the cargo!
Nothing we can do now, airmen! Now go!
The crew of 8 abandoned the bomber. 3 died.
The plane crashed.
On board were 2 thermonuclear weapons, each with the power of 250 Hiroshima bombs.
Of course, the bombs did not explode. But in 2013, the report of the crash was declassified, and we learned just how close we came to catastrophe.
An Air Force crew quickly went to the site to clean it up. Sergeant and Lieutenant found 1 of the bombs.
Lieutenant, we found the arm safe switch.
Great.
Not great, sir. It's armed.
We learned in 2015 that 3 of the 4 arming switches had been activated.
According to Sandia National Laboratories, quote, one simple dynamo technology low voltage switch stood between the United States and a major catastrophe.
Such incidents, where nuclear weapons are lost, are known as broken arrows.
Since 1950, there have been a total of 32 broken arrows.
6 of those nuclear warheads are still unrecovered, buried in ice, deep under the sea, or underground guarded by military units.
But none of those stand too much of a nuclear threat. They're not only very hard to get to, but they have long since broken down.
Now, if you really want to be kept up late at night...
When the Soviet Union fell apart, it nearly lost control of many of its 27,000 nuclear weapons.
By some miracle, all of those weapons were accounted for. But huge stockpiles of plutonium and uranium were not.
And now, that plutonium and uranium is traded on the black market.
The International Atomic Energy Agency has reported more than 100 nuclear smuggling incidents since 1993, 18 of which involved highly enriched uranium, the key ingredient in atomic bombs, and the most dangerous product on the nuclear black market.
So a freshly built, loose nuclear weapon could be out in the world today.
Waiting for just the right moment to be driven in a nondescript truck.
Directly into your town.
Yeah man, if that doesn't scare you, I don't know what could.
Happy Halloween. Good luck sleeping tonight.
A warm welcome back to those of you who made it back, and a little bit of advice to take with you before you go. Not all knowledge is safe, and some things you can't unhear. The smartest of you will count your blessings and stay clear of dark corners and dangerous downloads. But those of you more daring who laugh in the face of fear will undoubtedly be back, like a moth drawn to the flame, for the next installment of Agoraphobia.
Hey, it's Paige DeSorbo from Giggly Squad. High quality fashion without the price tag. Say hello to Quince. I'm snagging high-end essentials like cozy cashmere sweaters, sleek leather jackets, fine jewelry, and so much more. With Quince being 50 to 80% less than similar brands. And they partner with factories that prioritize safe, ethical, and responsible manufacturing. I love that. Luxury quality within reach. Go to quince.com/style to get free shipping and 365-day returns on your next order. quince.com/style.
Hey everyone, Craig Robinson here. I want you to check out the Ways to Win podcast, brought to you by Ford and the new 2024 Ford F-150 truck. On Ways to Win, Coach Cal and I will discuss leadership lessons we've learned. We know all about the days spent perfecting your craft outside of the limelight and have knowledge to share about how strength, inspiration, encouragement, and adaptability are the key ingredients to drive toward your dreams. And those same ingredients can be found in the new 2024 Ford F-150 truck. So check out my podcast, Ways to Win, and also check out the new 2024 Ford F-150 truck. Learn more at Ford.com. Built Ford tough, built Ford proud.